In studio with me this morning are Melissa Herr, who is the director of Missouri State University's Missouri Fine Arts Academy, which is now in its 21st year. Also, Joshua Newdorf from North Kansas City High School. He's going to be a senior this year. And Sarah Osman from Branson High School. She will be a junior this year. And exactly what is the Missouri Fine Arts Academy?
The Missouri Fine Arts Academy is a program for all Missouri sophomores and juniors can apply, and it covers all discipline areas. And it's an opportunity for students from different disciplines to work together collaboratively and also to practice their individual craft in a sort of process over product environment. So we encourage artistic risk-taking and empathy and inclusion of an artistic community.
And this involves all different artistic pursuits, visual and performing.
We have visual artists, creative writers, dancers, vocal musicians, instrumentalists. Yeah.
And it started on June the 5th and continues on through the 25th. Now, there are unfortunately are no public performances.
No, we've gone to see Tent Theater, for example, and we go to see public performances.
Right.
But for our performances, because our emphasis is on risk-taking and trying new things and understanding that sometimes we have to perform things in front of people a few times before we get it just right, we don't have family and friends there so that our students feel really comfortable and they feel that they're in a good place to take those artistic risks.
This is open to students strictly in the state of Missouri, or is it open to anybody?
We have one student who's outside of the state of Missouri, and it's the first year that we've done that. But all students within the state of Missouri attend for free. Students out of state can elect to come, but they pay the full program fee.
They come in for 3 weeks from all over the state, and in this case, one case beyond the state, and are residents here on campus for 3 weeks in the residence halls. And
right. They live in Wells House. They eat in Garst. They also get 3 credit hours at the completion, interdisciplinary studies 101. So 3 college credits for completing the program and completing 1 individual art piece and 1 collective art piece with a group.
I wanted to get to Sarah and Joshua. Sarah is here for vocal music. She is, as I said, she'll be a junior this year at Branson High School. Well, tell us about your specialty.
Well, I've been singing since I was in diapers. so this has been a lot of fun. We had to audition to get here, and we had to write like a paper on why we thought we should be here. And so being surrounded by like the best artists in the state, I'm never the best one in the room, and that's always, it's so great to get to hear other people and to learn from different art forms, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, what is your current voice category? Because, you know, if you continue with this, it may very well change.
yeah, at the moment, like soprano 2, alto-ish.
Okay. All right, and Joshua Newdorf, again, is from North Kansas City High School. He is going to be a senior this year, and he is a violist. So you're one of the instrumental students. How long have you been playing?
Well, I started viola in my school district, which actually has a strings class in 5th grade that allows all students to pick up a string instrument and just see if they like it.
All right.
Really enjoyed it and got more serious about it in 8th grade and have been moving on with it in high school, and I really enjoy playing it.
Well, excellent. Now, we're going to talk to Melissa again about who is involved as far as faculty and what sorts of different things are being taught.
We have an amazing faculty. Some of our faculty members are artists that are working as artists. They come from all over the country. We have some people who are alums of the program and now live in Oregon or California, and they still elect.
And they come back to teach.
To come back to teach.
To share
because
their,
it was so meaningful for them and their lives. And then we, of course, have university professors from various universities, quite a few from Missouri State University as well.
So, yeah, it's not just strictly MSU faculty who are involved
absolutely
in this at all.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And not necessarily instructors. We do have some people who work in the public schools as well, and that's always important to have that insight about this particular age group and, you know, what is pedagogically sound for teenagers versus what is pedagogically sound for people
college
in their 20s.
Yes, exactly.
And that's a discussion that we always have because we do want to push them, but we want to make sure we're also meeting them where they are. So I can't say enough wonderful things about our faculty. They're always improving themselves professionally, and they're always engaged in the discussion about how we can move the academy forward.
What kind of things are involved with your viola studies during this 3-week period? What have you been working on?
Well, a lot of the studies we do are actually related to some of the non-traditional aspects of music that a lot of us wouldn't really experience in our music classes and in our usual high schools.
Right.
Since it's a very wide range of instruments here, a lot of what we do isn't actually orchestral per se, because we don't really have the instrumentation to be able to handle.
You don't necessarily from year to year, certainly. Mm-hmm. So you're working on more on solo repertoire or chamber music or?
A lot of experimental music. My music teacher, Eric Schultz, he's actually an experimental composer himself. So a lot of what we play is less traditional sounding and less conventional sounding.
And also less conventional in terms of notation on mm-hmm. the page, too, I'm sure. That's got to be a kind of a challenge.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of improvisation as well. That's actually one of the other classes I'm in is strictly improvisation. Mm-hmm. And we just sometimes listen to music and improv off of whatever that could be. And it's a lot of fun.
So how does it work for the vocal students?
Vocal students, all students have to take an interdisciplinary class where mm-hmm. basically it's like, okay, you don't have to use your voice. You can use a canvas. You can use something else to show yourself.
To express yourself.
Yes, exactly. And then I have vocal studies. And so on some days I'll be taking classical or Broadway. And then other days I'll be taking pop or jazz. And just like you learn both aspects.
Do you have any kind of weird experimental repertoire to work with too?
Not necessarily. It's just get outside your comfort zone.
It can be a little dangerous for young singers to do things that are too mm-hmm, mm-hmm. too vocally challenging. But I think with a viola player, and unless you sprain a muscle or something, the sky's the limit, really. Yeah. But they also, of course, get instruction not just in their own area of interest, but also in visual and dramatic arts, and as you said, creative writing.
Right. We also offer electives, and sometimes students will elect to take something outside of their comfort zone, or because our students are so talented in so many areas, we'll have someone who plays the viola but who also dabbles in creative writing, and so they might choose for their evening elective to just jump off and take our creative writing course, and this is a great place to do that kind of thing.
Well, Joshua and Sarah are representing Kansas City and Branson, respectively. How many students generally, typically in the annual academy come from the Springfield area specifically?
We have been, in previous years, we didn't have that much representation from Springfield, but it's been growing. And part of that is that more of our academy people have gone through the Missouri State University system, and now they're in Springfield high schools teaching, and they can speak to the fact that this is an excellent program and encourage their students to apply. Teachers really are the driving force in representation from different schools and making sure the students know about the program and know that they should apply.
So what is the application process? What do they have to do?
They do write an essay explaining sort of where they are as an artist and what they think they could contribute to this community. They do get a recommendation from an instructor, and they fill out an online application that, you know, details all of their personal information that's pertinent and their GPA and whether they've taken the ACT yet, and if so, what their score is on that. And then finally, they submit either a portfolio for visual artists or an audition tape for all of the performance art.
As well as a written essay.
Right.
Well, all right. Of course, this one is already just about over with. It ends on the 25th.
That's right.
Do you have what the dates are for next year?
I believe it's going to be the 7th to the 27th, but we haven't officially announced that. But I know our applications will be going live online November 1st.
If someone would like more information, where would they go?
They would go to our webpage, which is www.missouristate.edu/MFAA.
MFAA for the Missouri Fine Arts Academy. Well, thanks to Sarah Osmond and Joshua Newdorf for coming in today, and to the director of the Missouri Fine Arts Academy, Melissa Hare. How long have you been directing this?
This is my first year as full director. Last year, I was co-director with Ray Castry, and before that, coordinating.
Is Ray still involved this year?
Ray wanted to step aside and to allow me to sort of go on my own and swim in the deep water alone. But he is going to play in our drum circle at Art Jam, and he did do a piece at the faculty showcase.
All right. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you.